Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
All right, time for Hey, I Was Wondering. If you have a Hey, I Was Wondering, we end up using it. You can text it to us, 60123. You can email us. You can send it on our social media, any number of ways. And we use your Hey, I Was Wondering. Valuable prizes come your way, like this one from Basha. Hi there. Love the show. Thanks for the mindless entertainment every morning. Well, that's what we're shooting for. Mindless. God knows that's our goal. I was wondering, what's with the celebrities posting pictures of themselves on Instagram with another mini celebrity on their shoulder?
Yeah.
When I Google this, the only results I get are for Head and Shoulders shampoo.
I use that.
Yeah, I don't know why that would be there. Wasn't that part of their commercial once? Did they put Head and Shoulders on their shoulder?
Let's go with it.
Maybe this is one for Violetta to answer. I don't have a lot of faith in Eric and Whip.
Oh.
Well placed.
Perfect.
Violetta, do you have any idea? Have you seen these? I haven't even seen these.
Yeah, I've seen these, and you must have not been listening to one of my trending on Twitter.
Probably
because
not.
We did this.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a twist on Elf on the Shelf. Okay. And you're putting a celebrity on your shoulder, but you have to rhyme the celebrity somehow to your name. So, like, Jennifer Garner put Sean Penn on her shoulder, so Penn on Jen.
Garner and Penn rhyme?
No, oh. Penn on Jen.
Penn on
you have to
Jen.
Find a different way to do it.
Gotcha.
Reese Witherspoon's was funny.
What rhymes with Reese?
I can't remember right now.
Peace? I don't know what it would be.
Wait a second.
Yeah, what did Reese Witherspoon do?
Yeah, there was a bunch of them. Oh, my God. Why can't I think of it right now?
Fleece.
I don't know.
It's hard to rhyme Reese.
No, it was a cute one. Oh, Grease on Reese. It was like the Grease Lightning crew on her shoulder.
Oh, got it, got
so,
it, got it. So this is a thing now, and are they doing it to try to inspire the normal average everyday person to try to do something?
No, it's totally self-serving. It's only the celebrities doing it.
That is so Hollywood.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, so it's a takeoff on Elf on a Shelf. Right. Right. So celebrities are basically saying, we haven't really seen enough of each other. Why don't we do something where we can look at each other some more?
Yeah, right. And they basically nominate each other. It's totally insider stuff.
Oh,
but
gotcha. Then
liking
you have to nominate the next person to do it. I see.
It's a challenge.
I see. Hey, this is why I pay no attention to Instagram. Let's try to start the day happy around here. There's no birds, so we got to go to plan B. 624 now on the mix. New study says birds are linked to happiness level. Those that are exposed to, know more, watch, enjoy birds tend to be happier people. I don't get it. I prefer other things. The key to happiness is blank. 312-233-1019. The key to happiness at number three is what, Ed?
Gambling. With Three Rivers.
Gambling.
Okay.
Gambling. Never been happier.
Wow.
You know, I've got something for you, Ed, coming up in a second that's going to make you the happiest guy around. At number two, the key to happiness is what, Angela?
My Thirsty Thursday martini.
Martini. Oh, nice. A martini on a Thursday. Nothing makes a girl happier except in at number one, Taylor. The key to happiness is what?
A fresh cup of fruit in the morning.
A fresh cup of fruit. Why are you making that face, Violetta?
I don't know.
It's so fresh and
that
it's
sounds
luscious
good.
And it's good.
Luscious. Did you just say luscious? 2 days in a row with luscious.
I might have. Oh, I listened yesterday, too. Is it okay if I say something about the birds, though?
Yeah, sure. Lay it on the birds.
Okay, so I have bird feeders in my backyard, and I fill them up. And I feel so overwhelmed with joy when I see the cardinals and the birds, like, feeding.
See?
But as soon as that they're empty and there's no more birds, I do feel sad. So it's crazy that that's, like, a real thing.
Just keeping nature alive, aren't you, Taylor?
Yeah.
You sound like a person who's happy a lot.
Well, I try. I try to look at the bright side of everything. Yeah. Like, there's always a bright side.
It feels like
can you move into my basement?
Right.
Yeah, just to be around for the happy, positive experience.
Like, you take pleasure in the simple things, and I bet people around you are like, you know what? You're a ray of sunshine.
Well, you can't beat a fresh cup of fruit. Any particular fruit you don't like in there. Yeah.
Oh,
like of the melons, which ones don't you like?
You're going negative on her. You're trying to get so negative.
Kind of odd. It's not for me.
Which ones?
Cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe. Yeah. Screw you, cantaloupe. Welcome to 2020. Top three things trending on Twitter. Violetta at our social media desk, keeping an eye on it. Here we go at number three.
Hilary Duff says that the Lizzie McGuire reboot is not happening.
Oh, no.
It was first announced from Disney Plus in August of 2019. They even filmed two episodes.
Oh,
but Duff
no.
says, despite everyone's best efforts, mm-hmm. the series won't go forward.
Whenever I think of Hilary Duff, I think of our radiothon for Lurie Children's Hospital.
That's right.
When Hilary Duff came one
she
year.
She was there.
She yeah. came by and hung out for a while. And the story was, right as she got done with her appearance, her segment with us, she got in the elevator, and that's when she found out that her husband at the time had filed for divorce.
Oh, wow. Really?
Wow. Ah. That's horrible.
I seem to recall that being the case. Like, by the time she got to her car, she had the news.
But was she nice?
Very nice.
Yeah.
Hang out with? Okay.
Yeah, very nice. Trending on Twitter, number two.
The 63rd Annual Grammy Awards will be live streamed on January 31st, 2021. Noah Trevor from The Daily Show is going to be the host.
Trevor Noah?
Yes.
Noah, comma, Trevor.
Yes.
Noah seems like a first name, too.
Thank you, Padre Medic Violetta.
I'm surprised you know my last name.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was a guess.
Moving forward.
Pretty random. I was able to pull that off, though. It's either that or Jones.
Way to go.
Yeah.
List of performers haven't been announced yet, so we're anxiously awaiting.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
The Lincoln Square and Irving Park neighborhoods have united to create a winter wonderland. The 4100 block of North Francisco is brighter than usual this year, and it all started with two neighbors. They decorated their sidewalks with a couple of arch lights, and that snowballed into the entire block, and
wow.
people are coming from all over to see this amazing display of 80 white arches. It's an uplifting story of community and holiday cheer, and we all need it this year.
That's
so
perfect.
It's beautiful.
Happy holidays on that one. All right, let's go back live to the North Pole.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, Santa. Santa joins us. Thanks for spending a couple of minutes early, Santa.
It's a busy morning yeah. here up in the North Pole.
Not going. What are you making?
Well, hot cocoa right now.
Oh, okay. I mean, in the workshop.
Well, we got a lot of pogo sticks on the wish list. And,
is that a big year for pogo sticks?
Yeah, pogo sticks and hula hoops.
Really?
Big run on hula hoops this year.
Timeless.
I'm not sure why.
Really?
Timeless.
Oh, boy. A bunch of kids just hung up, Santa. I'm kidding around. Santa, what I'm thinking is we'll put you on with some of these kids here who want to have a few moments with Santa, okay?
All right.
And then give you an opportunity to chat with them. And then at the end, I thought we'd do something called rapid-fire questions for Santa.
Okay.
All right? Because we got a bunch of texts from people with questions. They're just rapid-fire. I'll just fire the question. You
okay.
fire off the answer. We go right to the next one.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yeah,
let's speak with the kids here. Hi, is it Clara?
Yeah.
Hi, Clara. Say hello to Santa.
Oh, Clara.
Hi, Santa.
Oh, hello, Clara.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
What's your favorite kind of cookie?
Oh, my favorite kind of cookie is the holiday candy cookie bites. They're like a little sugar cookie with M&M's, so I love that.
Nice.
Okay.
Clara, do you leave cookies for Santa on Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good. Do you know what you want for Christmas this year, Clara?
Yes.
Well, why don't you tell Santa?
I want pasta paint pens.
Okay, I'm writing that down. Pasta paint pens. Interesting.
Pasta paint pens?
What are those, Clara?
They're like markers.
Oh,
okay. Don't write on the walls with them.
Okay. Hey, Clara, would you be interested in a hula hoop?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
All right, see that.
Oh, that's great.
Little Eric.
Yeah.
Little boys and girls love hula hoops.
Thank you, Clara. Have a very Merry Christmas.
Clara.
That's sweet. Hi, Alana.
Hi.
Say hi to Santa.
Hi, Santa.
Hello, Alana.
did you have something you'd like to say to Santa or let him know what you want, Alana?
Yes, I want to do both of those.
Okay.
So I have a question for you, Santa.
Okay. All right.
So around the 8 billion around that, how do you not get diabetes if you eat all the cookies?
Well, you know, people often lend some kombucha. And it really evens out the system.
It's a little magic.
That is a very evolved question, Alana.
Yes, and I appreciate that. And not to worry. Yes, Santa takes care of himself.
That's very nice. What do you want for Christmas this year, Alana?
I want a VR called the Quest 2.
What, did you say a Viewmaster? with a dial of the Grand Canyon?
No.
I'll put that on the list.
Alana, thank you so much. Have a great Christmas, okay?
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
All right, there we go.
Okay, bye.
Oh, we've got brothers on the phone, I believe. Hi, Matthew and Peter.
Hi.
Hey, guys. Merry Christmas, Matthew and Peter.
Peter's upstairs.
Well, why don't you get him on the phone? Okay. He's going upstairs when Santa's on the phone.
How old are you, Matthew?
Seven.
Yeah.
Nice age.
Would you like to tell Santa what you'd like for Christmas this year?
A big robot Batman toy.
Oh? How about a dolly? Maybe a wooden truck? Matthew, how about I make it two wooden trucks for you and Peter?
Merry Christmas.
Matthew, have a great Christmas, okay, Matthew?
Okay.
All right, buddy, there you go. We've got another a little one. Hi, Sadie.
Hi.
Hi, Sadie. How old are you?
How old are you? I'm five.
Five.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Sadie.
Hey, Santa, has Sadie been on the naughty or nice list this year?
She's always, for the last 5 years, a nice list. With a bullet. Nice list.
That is great.
With a bullet.
That's okay.
Great. Yeah, don't do that.
Maybe with a bow. Maybe with a bow?
Yeah. Sadie.
Have you been watching Sam?
What's that?
Have you been watching Sammy? My sister Sammy?
Have you been watching her sister, Sammy?
Yes, of course. I watch all the good girls and boys.
Do you think Sammy's been good this year, Sadie?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What do you want for Christmas?
Easy Bake Oven and American Doll.
No, those are two easy ones. Easy Bake Oven, little chocolate cake, eat it with a light bulb. What could go wrong? Huh?
Merry Christmas, Sadie. All right. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Santa,
how sweet.
That was so nice. I think you probably have a whole section of the workshop for Easy Bake Ovens, don't you?
Yeah, I didn't want to break the news. You can't find refills for those.
Oh, I know. Those are hard to find. They are delicious, though.
Right, yeah.
Santa, a couple of quick questions here for rapid-fire questions for Santa.
Sitting down.
From our text. This first one. Hey, Santa, two things. Are Eric Whip, Violetta, and Swanee on the nice or naughty list, and have you registered for double your paycheck?
Yes and yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, good.
Next question.
All right. Santa, how much do you weigh?
350.
Oh, slimming
down. I'm cutting weight.
What beer do you like to pair with your cookies?
What beer?
Yeah.
Just like a pale ale.
Pale ale.
That's a nice one, yeah. Uh-huh.
Where do you and Mrs. Claus hang out during the off season?
Palm Springs, of course.
Okay.
I thought everybody
knew ready with that.
Yeah. Not Lyle?
What do the reindeer do when they have to, you know, relieve themselves?
Yeah, that's a tricky one. I would take a left turn and let it blow the other way, if you know what I mean.
Good thinking. And Santa, the final one from Steve. Yes. Can you really see me when I'm sleeping?
Yes. It's very scary, but yes. Uh-huh. Would it hurt to wear a shirt to bed, Steve?
Santa, Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, everyone! Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
There he is. I love this time of year. The must-watch, often overlooked holiday movie. Beyond the traditionals that we all know about. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Elf, etc.
Yeah.
312-233-1019. This is following the Zodiac Zone. Based on your Zodiac sign, the holiday movies you should be watching, not only for the holidays, but to find love. I'll give that to you, Violetta.
Right.
You can post that.
Perfect.
All right. Movies that you can't miss, often overlooked. Kevin.
Okay, you got to see The Night Before.
The Night Before. All right.
The Night Before Christmas? Or
no, The Night Before Thursday.
Yeah, it's got Seth Rogen in it, Gordon Levitt Jr. It's really funny.
Oh, wow. I don't think I know that one. Seth Rogen and Jordan, I just lost his
Gordon
name.
Gordon Joseph Levitt.
Yeah. Thank you.
Or Joseph Gordon Levitt.
Joseph Gordon. Yeah, that's a must watch, too. What's it about? What happens there? Need I ask?
They're searching for a mythical party that happens on Christmas Eve.
I have not. You know what? It's starting to come back to me a little bit, that one. Brennan, have to watch what? Hi, Brennan.
The Family Stone.
The Family Stone. And who does that star?
Diane Keaton, Rachel McAdams, Claire Danes, Luke Wilson.
Oh.
It's like a family.
Sounds like Wedding Crashers at Christmas.
Oh. Wedding Crashers at Christmas.
Okay. I know this movie. It's really good. Plot
twist
in it. Family
Stone. Mm-hmm. What happens in the movie?
What? It's a family getting together, and Sarah Jessica Parker comes, and she's one of the the Dermot Mulroney's character, and everybody hates her in the house.
Okay.
So then it becomes like a family hating her, but then the end is better. But
nothing like a little family hate to kick off the holiday.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
That is great. This one I have heard of, but never seen. Stephanie.
Christmas with the Cranks.
Come on, Whip. You've seen Christmas with the Cranks.
I always see it come on the guide, and I'm like, nah, not this year. Haven't seen it.
So you're saying it's completely underrated, often overlooked?
Yes, I think so. It's really funny with Tim Allen and Jamie Lee Curtis, and it's really funny. They plan a vacation, and then their daughter comes home, and they don't know she's coming home, and she comes home kind of last minute, and then they have to, like, regroup, and the whole neighborhood's mad at them because they didn't decorate because they were leaving.
Everybody's mad at the Cranks.
Yeah.
That's how that goes. Hi. Yes, hi, Rodrigo.
Yeah, the movie Just Friends.
That one I don't know.
Yeah, it's with Ryan Reynolds and Amy Smart, but Anna Faris steals the show the moment her character's introduced. Basically, Ryan Reynolds' character comes back from his hometown after 10 years after losing all this body fat and trying to catch up with his friends and bringing Anna Faris' character.
Yes, Anna Faris.
I tried that movie like 3 different times and never could get through it. No.
Didn't like it, huh?
Yeah. Fat becomes thin, Ryan Reynolds? Why do I think you could get through this movie? I don't know what it's about, Donna, but I have my theory.
It is Holiday in Handcuffs.
Holiday in Handcuffs.
Okay.
And it's with Mario Lopez, Melissa Joan Hart, and June Lockhart.
All right, now here's the thing. Now, this is often overlooked, completely underrated holiday movies. So you want me to believe you on Holiday in Handcuffs starring Mario Lopez and Melissa Joan Hart? I should invest 2 hours of my life into this?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yes. I mean, what's better than kidnapping Mario Lopez and taking him to your home in handcuffs?
Well,
barely nothing.
I can think of about 4,000 things, but I can tell that you can. All right, Donna. Holiday in Handcuffs. Put that one on your list for this year. It's the mix. Bad habits. It's what happens when you don't come out of your basement for 10 months. It's inevitable. I mean, you really can't even blame yourself, I think, right?
Agreed.
Top 5 bad habits picked up during the pandemic, according to a new survey by OnePoll. The number one being what? And your clue was Jennifer Lopez has said fiance Alex Rodriguez has been victimized by this. And she's like, this is going to stop right here.
Okay.
She's actually stepping in. It's an intervention.
Yeah.
And what would that be? Matt.
Is it not brushing your teeth?
Not brushing your teeth, no.
Ooh. Oh.
No, thankfully, we're still doing that, Matt, but just barely.
Are you?
Sherilyn.
Yes.
The answer must be?
Snacking too much.
That is exactly right.
Yes.
Just really letting ourselves go on the snacks.
Yeah.
Yep.
I can attest to that.
Yeah, snacking too much and probably all day long. Have you put on weight during the pandemic?
Unfortunately, yeah, I have.
I wonder what our nationwide poundage is. Like, this continent is bearing how much more poundage to lug us all around.
And we're all wearing sweatpants.
We're about ready to float off into the sea.
Have you been snacking more?
Yes, unfortunately, I have.
Whip?
Yeah. I think I discovered this thing where I'll take Ritz crackers. And I'll put the string cheese like in between two Ritz crackers.
Oh, yeah.
And like put like three, like make like 3 Ritz cracker sandwiches on the length of the string cheese.
I mean, wow.
It's a little bit of a mess.
It's like a little small Ritz cracker sub.
That's exactly what it is. It's very satisfying.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah.
You know, that's interesting you say that. I wonder if any of you folks created a new snack?
I invented one there.
Like the pandemic, you've discovered, I never knew this snack existed.
Totally.
Now look at me.
Uh-huh.
312-233-1019. Snacking more throughout the day is the number one bad habit, followed by drinking too much, then not exercising, staying in your pajamas all day, and oversleeping for your work. That's the worst when you oversleep for work.
For sure.
The absolute worst. Mm-hmm. Those are your top five. Interestingly enough, the reason I brought it up, Jennifer Lopez is allegedly disappointed that Alex Rodriguez has been snacking so much and gaining significant weight during the pandemic.
Oh, man.
She's
really?
Like, listen, I didn't agree to marry an old chubby baseball player. So J-Lo is reportedly trying to get Alex to get back in shape, but he's too busy sitting around eating string cheese between Ritz crackers.
Right.
Non-stop all day long. And Violetta had mentioned sweatpants. There was a story, too, the amount of money being spent on sweatpants, the sweatpant industry, out of control.
Really?
Out of control. They are killing it in the sweatpant industry.
Wow.
I wonder if you know how you get on some credit cards your year-end statement that shows how you spent your money?
Yeah.
I wonder if this year will be significantly different. Like, you'll compare the end of 2020 with the end of 2019 and go, in 2019, I spent $11 on sweatpants. In 2020, I spent $4,222 on sweatpants.
I guarantee you, well, one thing for sure, your restaurants, your entertainment, like concerts, that kind of stuff, that category will be almost nothing.
The sweatpant industry, that's the one to be in right now.
Totally. Yeah.
2020, big year for the sweatpant industry.
Mm-hmm.
Work clothes industry, just absolutely destroyed by the sweatpant industry. 312-233-1019. My bills for blank went up significantly this year. It was a big year for what, CJ?
Oh, Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Jeff Bezos and Mackenzie Brown, thank you.
Yes. Yeah. You know, you watch that little number at the bottom. You could have saved $450 if you had the Amazon credit card. I'm like, OMG. I never even ordered on Amazon before this year.
I know. It's a whole brand new year, and Amazon, like we said, thanks you.
Yeah, it's addictive.
I wonder what their numbers will be like, their year to year from 2019 to 2020.
Can't even count that high.
Your bills went up significantly this year for what, Suzanne?
Home projects. I turned 3 rooms into a playroom for my kids.
Wow.
Started tearing out walls and ripping up carpeting and the whole deal, huh?
Yep, exactly. Everywhere there's little kid toys. Every room's turning into a little kid room. Playroom galore.
And Home Depot thanks you. Amazon, Home Depot, and this company couldn't be more happy to have you around in 2020. Dawn, your bills for what went up dramatically this year?
Uber Eats.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, of course.
There you go. It's pretty much the only way I eat.
That's true.
Uber Eats. What a year. All right, here we go. You ready for Three Story Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
9:14, I give you 3 headlines. You get to hear them all, pick them in the order you want to get them, and we get the hell out of here. You ready? Here we go. Headline number 1. Ugly Christmas sweater socially distances.
Okay.
Headline number 2. Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson's sex tape scandal to be adapted into TV series.
Oh, God.
All right. Headline number 3. Girl's letter to Santa goes viral. I tried hard to be good, but miserably failed.
Okay.
A couple of sweet and a really saucy one in there. Right, what do you like?
Can we end out with the porn tape?
Probably not. No.
Oh, okay. Let's start with that one then.
You want to start there?
Violetta, which one would you like to choose to end?
Yeah, which one would you prefer, Violetta?
Maybe we end with Santa Claus, the letter to Santa Claus.
Okay, let's do that, Violetta.
Okay.
Good idea. Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson's sex tape scandal to be adapted into TV series, a limited series about the infamous leaked sex tape. You ever see that, Whip?
I did see that when it was new.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, at the time, it was like, ooh, we got our hands on a copy of the tape.
Because it was an actual tape.
It was an actual tape, yeah. And it was at work, and people were like, let's crowd around and watch this thing.
Oh, no.
Again, another thing that could never happen in 2020.
Yeah. Shocked, and I can't take this image out of my head now, ever.
Yeah, that's true.
I heard Tommy Lee. He is something.
You know, here's his commentary the whole time. I'll spoil it for you. Bro, I love you so. Maybe he didn't say bro, but you get the idea. I love you, dude.
I wish you wouldn't do that. I really wish you wouldn't do that. Limited series about the infamous leaked sex tape from Tommy Lee and Baywatch star Pamela Anderson is currently in the works for Hulu. Yeah.
I don't even get it. They're making episodes out of the sex tape?
Well, they're going to make a whole TV series out of it. Lily James will play Pamela Anderson, while Sebastian Stan, who sounds like a porn star, will take on the role of Lee. I don't know. Can you look that up?
Sebastian Stan.
I'm not looking it up on my computer.
Seth Rogen will also appear in the series.
Ooh, that makes sense.
Which has a working title of Pam and Tommy, He'll star Seth Will as the man who stole the tape.
Okay.
He is also producing it with his partner, Evan Goldberg. So it's a Seth Rogen production.
It's going to be good then.
Sebastian has been in Gossip Girl, Kings, Once Upon a Time, and Political Animals.
And apparently cannot get any other jobs right now.
Apparently not.
Ugly Christmas sweater socially distances. Metro UK says the home security company SimpliSafe, has created an ugly Christmas sweater that alarms that sound when someone gets too close and doesn't socially distance.
What? That's amazing.
The sweater alarm goes off.
Yeah.
That makes so much sense.
Beeping all the time.
I guess so. The sweater uses motion sensors to detect distance when someone comes within 6 feet, LED Christmas lights, and a siren sound, which I believe also happens in the Tommy Lee and Pamela sex tape.
I think that's right.
Which sounded like what?
Listen for the sirens to go off.
Oh, God.
And finally, girl's letter to Santa goes viral. I tried hard to be good, but I miserably failed. The 9-year-old from Essex, England, wrote an extensive letter to Santa in which she asked for 12 presents, including a holiday in France, some AirPods, and an iPhone.
Wow, she's got good taste.
She also admitted that she tried really hard to be good, but miserably failed, and added that she would still prefer a present over any coal. The letter was shared to Twitter by her older brother, who wrote, "Y'all, apparently they're southern in England now, too."
Okay, it's catching on.
"Y'all, look at this little, look at my little 9-year-old sister, what she wrote to Santa." No word as to whether or not Santa has responded yet.
He will.
I guess she'll find out on Christmas morning. And time to find out what in the world is going on Twitter today. Mm-hmm. Our second update, top three things trending on Twitter. You ready, Violetta?
Yes.
All right, in at number three.
The trailer for Palmer, the Justin Timberlake movie, is out. Remember, this is a movie that he got in hot water with his wife after holding hands with his co-star drunkenly one night. The funny thing is, JT is playing a flawed man who finds his new purpose. So it's kind of like everybody's tweeting about it saying he's living it.
Hello, 2020.
Wow, yeah. It's like a method acting thing. Yeah, that's his excuse.
Maybe. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Someone from Wisconsin went a little bit overboard with their holiday cheer and decorated his entire car, muscle car, in colorful Christmas lights. He then got pulled over by state police, who had a little bit of fun with him and posted it on Twitter. So now it's going viral.
I saw a car yesterday completely covered in lights.
Like the whole thing? Like the whole paint job?
The whole car.
Yeah. I saw one too.
Yeah, apparently that is not drivable. Or not supposed to be on the road.
You're not supposed to do that?
No.
Too distracting?
Probably. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Okay, Paul McCartney says that Taylor Swift moved her album Evermore release date to avoid competing with his. I thought this was a joke at first, but he said that he chatted with Taylor at the Rolling Stone cover shoot, and that she was like, "Yeah, I was going to do it this day, but then I heard about yours, so I'm going to move it." And he says it's a nice thing to do. His album comes out tomorrow.
Just a couple of powerhouses working together.
That's it.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.